Sergei Lavrov receives a rare warm welcome on the international stage. The Russian foreign minister came to India after a visit to Moscow's ally China. Neither India nor China have condemned Russia's invasion of Ukraine, with India abstaining from all votes on the war at the United Nations. Lavrov said Russia appreciates India's independent foreign policy, and along with China, they're working to bypass sanctions by using different currencies.
Many years ago, we started moving in our relations with India, with China, with many other countries, from using dollar and euros to more and more use of national currencies. Under these circumstances, this trend, I believe, will be intensified, which is natural and obvious.
On the eve of Lavrov's visit, the Indian government defended its decision to substantially increase oil imports from Russia.
When oil prices go up, I think it's natural for countries to go out into the market and look for what are good deals for their people. But I am pretty sure if we wait 2 or 3 months and actually look at who are the big buyers of Russian gas and oil, I suspect the list won't be very different from what it used to be, and I suspect we won't be in the top 10 on that list.
Analysts say India is putting its own national interests first, like any other country.
What I think is upsetting the Western nations that is the fact that the Russians are willing to offer some oil to India with a huge discount, I'm told, of almost $35. So that, of course, the Western nations would like to equate to profiteering. But I would imagine that that is what any consumer would do when they go to the supermarket. If they find there is a sale on something they want to buy, they will utilize it.
Russia is also India's biggest arms supplier, and Lavrov said the war in Ukraine won't disrupt that. India is walking a tightrope as it tries to keep good relations with Russia and the US. America's Deputy National Security Advisor for International Economics, Daleep Singh, visited Indian officials earlier this week.
The Indian government has so far withstood all pressure from Western nations to take a tougher stand against Russia. The latest comments come from the architect of US sanctions against Moscow, who warned on his visit to New Delhi on Thursday that there will be consequences for countries who circumvent them. Elizabeth Paranam, Al Jazeera, New Delhi.